Sow belly.
Salt meat.
Salt meat. Mm-hmm. But you have heard it called fat?
Yeah, I've heard it called fat back.
Okay. Well, say if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon but not have it sliced up.
Yeah.
You'd say that you bought
slab bacon.
Slab bacon.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as the middling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And you know that tough part of the bacon that you probably cut off, it's hard to chew.
Yeah.
Just call that the right on the edge.
What they call bacon ends, mostly they call that.
Would you ever call it the rind or skin?
Yeah, skin, yeah.
Skin. I see. Another kind of meat that people like to eat for breakfast that is hotter, and it comes in patties or links.
Yeah, sausage.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it, but my stomach don't take that too much.
Get heartburn?
I've got ulcers.
Oh, yeah. I guess you do have to stay away from sausage.
Oh, yeah. It's hot season. I have to stay away from that.
Yes.
I like that sausage, but I can't eat it.
Mm-hmm. What about a man who sells meat? What would you call him?
Butcher.
Yes. Do they still have regular butchers around?
Yes, sir.
In a grocery store?
Yeah.
I see. Say, if meat's been kept for too long, you say the meat's done what?
Done stale, or let's see, what did they call that? Oh, I don't remember what they called it, but can't think of it now.
Spoiled, or?
Well, it got rank.
Got rank.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say it's spoiled?
No.
What about butter that's been kept too long?
That's what they'd call it, rank.
Rank butter.
Yeah, gets strong.
I see. Have you ever heard the people use the word funky?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Well, it said it got a funky scent or odor.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about the meat that you make? What can you make with the meat from a hog's head?
Well, people call it cheese or souse.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's the same thing, though?
Yeah.
You like that?
Oh, man, yeah, I like that.
Do you cook that stuff, or what do you do with it? How do you eat it? How do you prepare it?
Well, you take it and you split that hog's head right down the middle and get the brains out and cut it and hack it in pieces enough you can put it in a big pot and boil that till it gets real tender. And then they put it in the food chopper and grind it up, and then they pour that in a thin cloth sack and they hang it up and let all that grease and everything drip out of it. Then that packs it together and it makes it firm.
Yes, sir.
Then you can take a knife and just slice it any way you want to.
I see. Did you ever hear of people around here making any kind of pudding or something like that out of hog liver?
No, people around here didn't ever make it.
Didn't make liver pudding or liver sausage?
No, sir.
Okay. This sounds kind of repulsive, but did you ever hear of people around here making anything out of hog blood?
Yeah, I've heard. Some people talk about making blood pudding, but I never did see any of it.
Doesn't sound too appetizing to me.
No,
I don't believe I'd want any of that.
No.
Have you ever heard of any kind of food called scrapple around here?
No.
Okay. Women used to keep this thick, sour milk around the kitchen to make stuff out of or drink it.
Call that clabber.
Mm-hmm.